2-1-2 break. Lead pass, settle Brady, moving in, shoot, score!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Along the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
The day after the Sharks season came to an end, I met with Sharks defenseman Henry Thrun to talk to him about his own individual season and what comes next for the San Jose franchise. All right, we are here with Henry Thrun of the San Jose Sharks as the season comes to a close. And I guess, man, just now that it's all come to an end, have you even started taking inventory on the entire season that was?
You know, a little bit here, you know, since last night's game, you know, start to reflect, and more importantly, thinking about kind of the teammates and the fans and the franchise and kind of the way it's moving. But, you know, those thoughts and kind of reflections on a personal level will happen, you know, today through some meetings and over the next couple of days, just kind of thinking about the season as a whole.
I know that last year I asked you about how different your life was compared to a year prior.
Yeah.
So now that we're at another end of the season point, and yeah, it's been, you know, a couple seasons now of life in the NHL.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you look at your game and what it's turned into for you?
Yeah, no, I feel like I've changed a lot in the past year. Again, for the good. you know, I feel like there's a lot of growth in my game this year. There was a lot of challenges that I faced, and it was good for me, and I learned a lot and felt like that you know, made a lot of improvements in areas that I felt that needed to be improved upon. So, you know, was happy with the season overall, and but still feel like there's a lot of work to be done.
In terms of, you talked about, you know, some inconsistencies of your game over the course of the year last night. What do you want to work on going into the offseason? Is there a point of emphasis for you?
Yeah, I think for me, the two biggest things would probably be just, you know, some defensive zone closing and some skating ability. Mm-hmm. I think that improving on my skating will help me, you know, close a lot more line rushes against, and as well just in the D zone, be a little bit more fleet of foot and be able to stay with some high-end guys more consistently. So those are probably my two biggest focus points.
I know that, you know, this preseason I noticed that you were much bigger than you were previously, and it looked like you were a faster skater overall. So now I guess to work on your skating, I mean, straight line speed is one thing,
yeah,
but is working on that skating just a matter of turning that added physicality that you have now into a more, I guess, more controlled focus?
Yeah, probably. You know, I think the skating will be an agility focus. Mm-hmm. As I said, more of a defensive perspective skating. You know, the strength is something that is a very, you know, it's an interesting topic because it's something that I'm pretty strong off the ice and I've always been like that and put a lot of time into that department. But just learning kind of how to translate that and learn how to use my body, you know, on the ice a little bit more.
Yeah.
That'd be a big focus for me.
In terms of maybe when your injury occurred this year, was that frustrating just because it seemed like everything had been trending in the right direction and then just have to put the brakes on at that point of the season? Was that pretty frustrating?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I felt it came at an unfortunate time. Felt like I was stacking together a lot of good games there beforehand. But, you know, it's part of being a pro hockey player and a pro athlete in general. Just got to, you know, manage injuries both physically and mentally. And, you know, I had to sit out for a little bit there, but I felt I had a good, strong finish to the season.
I know that you guys all wanted more wins this year, but it's hard not to notice how much fun you guys were having. Yeah. And I think that's important, obviously. I mean, you were here last year as well. Even though you guys were all very professional and always kept a good vibe going, it felt decidedly different this year.
Yeah.
If other players ask you, you know, if they're curious about San Jose,
yeah,
what do you tell them? Because on the one hand, you're saying like, yes, we know we came in last place in the league, but at the same time, I don't think anybody would say, yeah, there's not something pretty awesome building here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I've been pretty vocal about it. Last year, I felt we were pretty stagnant as a group, and I feel like this year the ball is at least moving in the right direction now, which is important. You know, we took a step this year, you know, with it being small, I feel like we at least have some momentum going now. So hopefully we can build on that as we need to. You know, you can't have a franchise that's, you know, coming in last place year in, year out. So, you know, as you said, we were a little bit more competitive this year on a night in, night out basis, but, you know, the bar needs to be raised each year.
You're obviously still a very young guy, but you got to see a lot more young players come in this year. Macklin and Will and Cam Lund and Colin Graf. Was it fun to watch them get that opportunity this year and kind of think about where you were a couple years ago?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's they bring a life to the locker room. They bring, you know, energy on the ice, and as well, they're unbelievable hockey players. So it's exciting to kind of see them go through that time. You know, obviously, it was in similar shoes as, you know, Cam and Colin. Macklin and Will obviously are in a different boat, just being a little bit younger and leaving college early. But you know, just it's awesome to kind of see that wave, those wave of guys coming in and kind of helping move the ball in the right direction here.
So how does your off season go now? I mean, is it weird just to be kind of cut adrift considering how structured things have been since September?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but that's part of being a pro, is just you need whatever you got to do to be ready to come September 15th, whenever training camp starts. You got to be ready to go mentally, physically. So it's all about kind of learning and adapting and becoming the best version of yourself.
How long do you take off?
Not too long.
Not too long.
Because it's harder to get back in shape than it is to stay in shape.
Yeah, no, in the gym, I usually get after it pretty soon once the season ends. Off the ice, maybe give it another week or two, so kind of when I start back in the gym, just to kind of get some basic strength and feel good into me. But, you know, I got a lot to work on, so I won't take too much time on this.
I know that Cam Lund said he had worked with you before in the offseason. Is that something you plan on doing again?
Yeah, I see Lundy around a bunch during the summer. A lot of pickup games and just different still states that we'll get together on. So he's a great kid. You know, it's always fun seeing him around the summer.
Yeah, was it cool to watch him finally get that opportunity to put it out there on the NHL level?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I last year, you know, in the summer, just, you know, knowing he was a high-end Sharks prospect and kind of following him along from afar this season in college and seeing him get the chance at the end of the year was pretty exciting. And as I said, I was in similar shoes to him, so it was awesome to see him kind of come up and play a handful of games and score some goals.
Will you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, or is that maybe upsetting because you wish you were in it?
Yeah, no, it's mixed emotions. I think, you know, round one, I might kind of disappear for a little bit. But then once it sets down, once I get some time away and once the games get a little bit later into the playoffs, I definitely tune in.
So what else are you going to be doing in the offseason? Is there golf with the boys, barbecuing, time with family, or?
I'm a big tennis player.
Okay.
I love to get out, you know, whether it's in the afternoon after a workout in state or whether it's, you know, in the morning on a Sunday or something. I love to get outside.
It's good agility work.
Yeah. It's a great workout, and it's a lot of fun.
Did you ever play with Fabian? I know he was a big tennis guy.
No, I never play in season, just because I always get nervous when I roll an ankle or something.
Yeah, no, right.
That's the last thing that we would need. So I let myself kind of build up my off-season dry land training a little bit and then get the tennis game going.
Nice, man. Well, I will let you go because I know you've got a big off-season to get to, man. And like I said, I'll bug you after the playoffs for sure, man. But congrats on a great season, man, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all off-season long. And coming up next, we've got the draft lottery, the draft itself, free agency. But before that, Barracuda playoffs right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.